Interview with a teabag.
Hi, Mr. Teabag. Do you have a second?
Keep calm, old chap. What's the hurry? You need to relax, and I've got just the solution. Do you hear all that whistling? That's the kettle boiling. You should do like me and have a long, hot bath. Time to take a dip and let go of all our tannins. In 5 minutes, that water will be a totally different colour.
You mean it'll be tea?
That depends on your perspective, old chap. Maybe someone is making a cup of tea, or maybe I'm just having a nice bath. People are so judgmental about tea. Do you put milk into the tea, or tea into the milk? Should you use milk or not? We Brits drink 36 billion cups a year, so we can be very opinionated about it. I'm the nation's favourite drink, you know.
But why are the British so obsessed with tea?
Ah, well, it's a social aid, really, isn't it? The British are always offering each other cups of tea. Every time a friend visits, they offer them tea. If you burst into tears because your girlfriend or boyfriend has left you, someone will offer you a cuppa. You don't have to be thirsty. It's just for emotional support. Most of the time, the tea goes cold before you Brits get round to drinking it.
You Brits? Wait, aren't you British?
Oh, damn, I was doing the accent so well. Okay, truth is, I'm American, okay? In 1908, a New York tea merchant gave clients samples of tea in little silk bags, and people thought they had to put the bag itself into the water. It was an accident, but now 96% of the tea you Brits make uses me, so I thought, if I sound really British, the Queen'll make me Lord Teabag or something.